Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to take a few calls right now, then we've got a guest coming on who dared speak to the vice emperor, and so he was arrested. Just speaking to a god now is a crime. I mean, that's the 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago. Yeah, 500 years ago, you could actually say something rude to the king. I guess it was 800, almost 790-something years ago, Magna Carta time, so you could tell the king he was despicable. But we're now pre-Magna Carta. I mean, folks, it's gone. You understand, the country's gone. Now we're trying to resuscitate, and I guess we got about 4 minutes to do that before the country completely dies. And I guess in the scheme of 4 minutes in the time of civilizations, a year less to resuscitate. I mean, they're moving. And if you think it's just Bush, he's a front man, folks. The elite's moving against us. Let's talk to Terry in Wisconsin and Mike, Chris, Keith, and others. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, yeah, nationwide, worldwide radio broadcast.
All right, man. Hey, that was an excellent pep talk before the commercial. We ain't going to no stinking camps. How about it?
I hear you.
Hey, man, I was watching a Christian program yesterday, and the guy said, it was J.R. Church. I don't know if you ever heard of him or not. But he said a warning was issued from Pakistan, you know, advising all Muslims to leave the country and everything, and that a bomb had been smuggled across the border from Mexico. You ever hear about anything like that?
Yeah, they've got all the neocons out in mega mass. The new religion is not following Christ. It's holy war. It's giving up our freedoms. The sacrament is loving Bush and all of his pedophile cronies. And it's everywhere. The nukes here, we're all dead. But worship Bush, the border's wide open. Oh, it's so good. It's just more fear-mongering, more subconscious fear for the attack on Iran.
So you don't think that is necessarily true then, right?
It's total bull.
Okay. Well, hey, man, watching you bullhorn people in other countries and everything's really good. It's an excellent thing, man.
Hey, I appreciate
it. Pardon me? It's really getting us pumped up, man.
Good, good. I appreciate your call. Thank you, Terry. Good to have you on board. Who's up next here? Michael in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I would like to make you and your listeners aware of a little-known program within Fatherland Security called ADVISE.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Analysis, Dissemination, Visualization, Insight, and Semantic Enhancement. Basically, if you remember Total Information Awareness, it is basically
the same thing. They've never gotten rid of it, and it operates out of Virginia. And look, everything's fed through the hubs. It's been like that since the late 90s.
Yes, and in a 2005 document called Intelligence Information Sharing Initiative, Homeland Security Intelligence Information Fusion, they talk about how they will share information between local, state, federal, private sector, and other government organizations.
Oh, yeah. And again, they've always been doing this. This legalization of it is just about introducing it to you. And then Google comes out and says, and we'll use the microphone on your computer to listen to you.
Yes, and actually, well, the funny thing about it is that not only terrorists will be tracked, but criminals also.
Oh, listen, well, it's always terror and crime because all terror is crime and all crime is terror.
Yeah, it says here, the attacks of September 11, 2001, however, taught us that those wanting to commit acts of terrorism may live in our local communities and be engaged in criminal and or other suspicious activity.
Well, it's like AP 2 days ago was, we think Al-Qaeda may work with the mafia. No evidence of it, but now the mafia is Al-Qaeda. Do me a favor, email that to Paul Watson, email it to Aaron at InfoWars.com. We need to do a story about how Total Information Awareness never went away. Thank you so much. We got a big guest coming up and more of your calls. Stay with us.
It's here at
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back in 1998, when President Bush was governor, at the end of his speech, I asked him a question. Politely, the video's up on InfoWars.com, and he had me arrested, really kidnapped. I was driven around for about an hour. Then thrown out on the Williamson County, Travis County line by the constable's office. Remember when the Republican Charles Key was going to be at the RNC debates, and he was on the list, but they just had him grabbed for an hour and thrown out on the side of the highway again. But it's happened a bunch of times. In fact, some editorials have now been written about this. There's a headline here, Secret Service must let us burst ego bubbles. And some of these stories here go into examples of how they've had a bunch of people arrested who say something rude to Cheney or even talk to Cheney. They have these fake town hall meetings where they bill them on the television and radio and print as open town halls. They have you sign a declaration swearing you support the president, swearing you won't disrupt. They take down your license plates in the parking lot. Oh, yeah, that's America, folks. That's America. And I scream bloody murder when Clinton, in his last year in office, would make Freepers or Free Republic people get in free speech zones and wouldn't let them demonstrate right in front of his hotel. Well, they've gone light years past this, and now the Freepers get online and say, good, ban protest, ban, arrest everyone. I've seen them, folks. They're scum. Absolute scum. All right, I'm going to start ranting here. I'm having problems. We have the man on the line with his 7-year-old son. He was arrested in front of his 7-year-old son. His 7-year-old son isn't with us. He was there with him in Colorado. Lord Cheney was there. He just said, I think the war is reprehensible, and went on walking. And here he is to tell us the story. And we are honored to have Stephen Howards, a successful consultant to nonprofits, on with us today, blasting out nationwide and worldwide. Thank you, Mr. Howards.
You're welcome.
Always there's more to the story than just the paper's report. Can you give us, in the next 10 minutes or so, a blow-by-blow of what happened that day, what they said to you, what the police said once you got to the station, how they've now had to drop the charges, why you're suing, anything else you'd like to add, sir?
Sure. Well, it's probably about the middle of June. I live in Denver, and I was accompanying my kids. Their age now is 9 and 11. I was accompanying my kids to a piano camp in Beaver Creek, Colorado, which is a resort about an hour west of Denver. And I just read in the paper in the morning about all the people that were dying in Iraq, and had this fantasy about what I'd do if I ever had the opportunity to talk with Mr. Bush or Mr. Cheney. And literally, that afternoon, walking across the public square in Beaver Creek, Colorado, who walks past me but Mr. Cheney? And there were lots of Secret Service agents in the mall area, and, you know, probably about a handful of just Joe Schmoes walking around. And Mr. Cheney was walking around shaking hands, so I approached Mr. Cheney. I got about a foot or two away from him, and I said, your policies in Iraq are reprehensible. And then I walked on because I didn't want to give anybody any excuses to cause me any trouble. And I must say I felt better for having said that. And about 10 minutes later, I came back to this same square with my 9-year-old son in tow. And I was approached by a Secret Service agent who accused me, who actually asked me. I thought it was kind of strange to ask me, but he asked me, did you assault the vice president? I responded, no. But I said that what I did do was tell him the way I felt about the war in Iraq. And if that's against the law, I told him the way I felt about the war in Iraq. And if Mr. Bush, if Mr. Cheney wants to be shielded from public criticism, he should avoid public places. And then I told him if exercising free speech was against the law, then he should arrest me. At which point, he grabbed me, handcuffed my hands behind my back, and advised me that I was being charged with assaulting the vice president.
Let me just bring something up here.
Sure.
So the Rocky Mountain News is incorrect when it says your son was 7. I just wanted to...
Yeah, actually, my son was 8 at the time. He's 9 now. It was just before his...
No, it's just every time I have a guest on, I sound like I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, you report...
I mean, it's just because every news article is always got stuff wrong in it. I don't know how they do this. I'm serious.
Well, I tell you, being off by a year, you could do worse. I mean,
sure, exactly.
He was actually 8 at the time, not 7.
Sure,
well,
that matter. It's minutia. Let's go back here because I want to go through this blow by blow.
Mm-hmm.
I was down there in 2000 covering the election. I live in
mm-hmm.
Austin, and it was during the recounts and the stealing of the election.
Mm-hmm.
I was truly neutral at that time. I don't like Republicans or Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, I'm more anti-Bush than anything else. He's so evil. And the second coming of Hitler, and I mean it when I say that, they've abolished the Bill of Rights, folks. But I'm down there peaceably with my video camera. I'm not demonstrating. I'm not yelling. There's thousands of people. And Secret Service started coming over to me. And I always had the Hollywood image of them, of the handsome, clean-cut, friendly, but well-spoken, serious. They were like gang members and dressed up in like gold chains and gang member outfits, I guess was their undercover. And so you're planning something violent. Oh, did you just say something to me and like shoving on me? And how you doing, Alex? Where you going, Alex? And it actually scared me to see how thuggish they were. I wanted to get your description because, you know, you tamely say you just came up and said, oh, did you assault the vice president? Because that's how they do. And a person who wasn't as calm as you were might have said, no, I didn't. Or, you know, something else. So they're trying to get you to basically set yourself up so they can frame you. But, I mean, go back blow by blow. You're walking along. What does he say exactly to you?
I mean, the exact where he came out of the shadows, he takes his whatever it is, his wallet or something out of his jacket pocket, flips it open, shows me his badge and says, I'm with the Secret Service, and you know, the question was, did you assault the vice president?
So he's with the secret police.
Yeah, he's with the Secret Service, right. Did you assault the vice president? And I, you know, my response was no. I thought the whole thing, my initial reaction was, there were probably, I don't know, 15 Secret Service agents that I could see in that mall area. My reaction was, why, 10 minutes later, was this agent not accusing me, but asking me?
Well, sir, they always do this.
Mm-hmm.
They've taught law enforcement this now, especially the higher-up feds. If they would have grabbed you right then, the other agents would have had to say you didn't touch him, you didn't assault him. They had to wait till you left. A lot of times they'll follow people in a car, then claim something, then claim you resist, beat you down, and charge you with resisting then. So they go and they create a crime when the real crime is their attempted frame-up. So you were in really dangerous waters. Go ahead.
Well, it was a public area, so I said no and said my piece.
Well, see, that's the other thing. There were other witnesses, so they had to remove it till a later point, so those witnesses would have walked off, so those witnesses wouldn't have said, no, I was there, see?
Well, you know, what they did was handcuffed me, and I was very calm, given the circumstance, as they started to lead me away.
What happened to your 8-year-old son?
Well, I didn't know. As they started to lead me away, I turned to the agent and I said, you can't take me away. I can't abandon my 8-year-old son in a public mall. And he turned to me and said, well, we'll call social services.
There you go, CPS.
And
well, then I'm sure interrogated him to see if they could snatch him.
No, what do you know? That's not what happened. Was he led me across the mall, and we crossed my wife on the way, who happened to be in the same area. I told her that I'd lost my son.
Oh, thank God! So
she said to me, well, he saw you handcuffed, he ran away in terror, and he ran to me.
Good, 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 good instincts.
And you know, he was speechless. He couldn't talk when he ran to her. He was so traumatized.
Oh my God.
And they took me to their black SUV, stuck me in there with my hands cuffed behind my back, took me to Eagle County Jail, where they held me in handcuffs for several hours.
And this is the key point. And then lied and claimed there was an assault later because of witnesses and other information. The county dropped it, thank God. I'm glad you're suing them because they committed the crime of false imprisonment. As you know, that's what you're suing them under. Good job. I hope they all lose their jobs, a bunch of criminals.
Well, what happened was when we got there, the agent basically was told to reduce the charges to harassment. They released me on bail. And then a few weeks later, the district attorney dismissed the harassment charges altogether and was quoted in the paper as saying that they were told by the district attorney was told by the Secret Service that I'd shoved the vice president, but after checking out, they realized that it was just a verbal exchange and that no laws were violated.
Was there an exchange? Did the dark lord that Oberman now calls the chilling one, he is a dark force, did he say something back to you, the lowly peasant?
No, he just looked at me kind of with a blank stare and moved on as I moved on. You know, from given the fact that I was, as I said, probably no more than 2 feet away from him, there's no question he heard what I said.
Let me just say, sir, you had a lot of courage because I've done what you've done, and it is hard to walk up to a super high-powered person, the president, he really is the president, everybody knows that, to walk up to the illegitimate president, a person who's stolen elections, a person who's overthrown the Bill of Rights, a person who's engaged in illegal wars, a person who has authorized torture of children. You have a lot of courage, and if more Americans were like you, we wouldn't be in this position. Those snakes shouldn't be able to go anywhere without people letting them know that we know they're scum. I get a little bit emotional about this, Mr. Howard.
Well, you know, so we'll stay there.
We got a break. Come back. Obviously, I need you to stay a little bit longer than one more segment because I want to get into the overall chilling effect this is causing, and I want to hear the rest of your story. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is October 6, 2006. Gold opened at $586.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $599.25. Again, that's $599.25 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
All right, I know we've had loaded phones, and we're going to go to Chris, Keith, Cliff, Elano, Greg, callers from Kentucky to Canada. We'll be talking to you at the 40 after. That's when our guest is going to leave us this segment and then part of the next. And there's just tons of other news I'm going to be getting into. Stephen Howard, and folks, you should get mad. These people are criminals. Arresting citizens because they just say something to the president, and that's who Dick Cheney is. He's the president. That he's not the vice president. That is your right, your birthright. I mean, in Russia, until a few years ago, they didn't arrest you for doing that. Since the Magna Carta, they couldn't do this. I want to specifically not just talk about your lawsuit and the chilling effect this is causing nationwide, and how the news is reporting that dozens of people have been arrested for saying stuff to Bush and Cheney. This is the default position. But what did these goons look like? How did they act like? Were they self-righteous? Did you pity them? Were you sad for this country? I know I was when I was kidnapped for questioning his lordship when he was only a regional governor. Will you tell us your feelings on that, Mr. Howards?
Yeah, I mean, I was just I was stunned that something like this could be happening in America, and that was probably in retrospect. Shows you how naive I was. I mean, I knew these types of arrests were occurring, but I thought my interchange was so incredibly innocuous that it did never occur to me that I could end up being handcuffed and assault and charged with felony assault in the presence of my 8-year-old son for expressing 6 words of opposition to the administration's policies in Iraq. So
have you been listening to talk radio? These sickening creatures, I don't even want to call them conservatives, have been calling in, laughing at you, saying we all deserve it. We should be locked up in camps. We're aiding Al-Qaeda. See, it's now treason, and Keith Olbermann said this last night, it's now treason under the new bill to question their war because the war is there to keep us safe. Don't you understand that, Mr. Howards, that people are saying you need to be arrested again?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, this is I think what I find scary is that this administration has argued that if you apply, you know, I think everybody's united in the need to fight terrorism. I don't think there's much division on that issue. The division is whether or not this administration's approach to fighting terrorism is the way to do the job. And what they're basically, what they've said.
Well, let's get honest. I mean, it's like Keith Olbermann said, I keep quoting his incredible speech. He said that they're attacking the Constitution as if the terrorists are hidden inside of it. None of this has anything to do with terrorism. It's about setting up a dictatorial executive.
Well, that's what, you know, I think what's occurred here is they've made the argument, obviously, and they've reflected this through their actions, that if you criticize their policies towards terrorism, what you're doing is you're providing support to Al-Qaeda.
And you're not allowed to question in America. How dare you?
And if you're criticizing their policies, you're the equivalent of a Nazi sympathizer. They said that publicly as well.
Oh, yeah. Did you say anything to the Secret Service in the back of the truck or the police station when you heard they were charging you and they were still there filling out papers? Did you say you're a liar or how dare you or you're a shameful person or were you smart enough to keep quiet?
I was smart enough to keep quiet. But you know, let me finish. I mean, the last piece of this link, the missing piece of this link, is now I think what's reflected in what happened to me, which is that now if you actually criticize the administration, you are therefore posing a threat to national security, and therefore you are subject in their minds to arrest.
That's it.
And that is, you know, a frontal assault on our Constitution, a frontal assault, that's a blatant attempt to suppress free speech. And that's the scariest link of all, is when they start saying that by opposing their policies, you are therefore posing a threat to national security, providing support to Al-Qaeda, and subject to arrest. And that, I think, is what is scariest of all. And one of the things I've said many times is that twisted logic and that frontal assault on our Constitution is a much greater threat to our freedom than Osama bin Laden will ever be. And it's just a tragedy that this nation doesn't seem to recognize what this administration is attempting to accomplish under the banner of its fight against terrorism.
Did you see the Houston Chronicle admitting they're building FEMA camps for American dissidents?
No, I did not.
I'm not kidding. I know you haven't checked that out. Does that shock you, or do you?
Well, I tell you, I'm not shocked by a lot of things anymore. What I'm most shocked by is the acquiescence and complacency of both the Democrats and the public at large, as our rights are kind of frittered away.
You're right. Congress is being blackmailed predominantly or paid off, and the American people are busy watching their sitcoms. Final segment with our guest. I want to talk about this chilling effect and where his lawsuit's going.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Fruit and Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Make no mistake, these minions, Secret Service, State Police, Protective Detail, and Bush was governor, they're under orders to arrest anybody that says anything embarrassing or who confronts the president or when he was governor in any way or any of his minions. And there are scores of cases of this, and a man who's suing and fighting back is Steve Howards. We're really honored to have him on with us. He's being very dignified about this. He's playing the good cop. I was telling him in the break, I'm the bad cop. I am very upset about what's happening. I want to talk about your suit before you leave us and any other caveats about the locals when they finally drop the charges. But before we do that, during the break we were discussing all the other cases of this. I mean, school teachers getting arrested, people standing there with a sign get arrested. You can have 500 Bush supporters on the side of the street without a permit. One person, no war sign, gets arrested, and a federal court gave him 2 years in prison. So, I mean, this is land of the slave, home of the minion. Talk about some of those other cases you're aware of.
Well, I mean, there's no question that what happened to me is part of a pattern. And there's a pattern of suppression of freedom of speech and intimidation that's occurring across the country. And as I said before, that has to do with this frontal assault on our Constitution, and that is what's very scary. You know, people have sent me articles from all over the country. One of the most striking was, one of them happened in Denver, where three people were removed from a public-sponsored event because Bush-sponsored event where Bush was speaking, because on their car there was a bumper sticker that said what is it saying? No blood for, what is it saying? It was basically
no blood for oil. We have secret.
That's it. You got it. No blood for oil.
We have secret police.
Right.
I interviewed him. Secret police sneaking around in all the parking lots, even when low-level Bush administration officials are in town, and then going, and people have to sign pledges to go be part of the staged Soviet-style town hall meetings. Is that America?
Mm-hmm. And there's another one that was in Iowa, a 55-year-old female school teacher. Her school was recessed because Bush was in this small town in Iowa. And according to the wire stories, she went to the Bush rally with a sign that protested the war. She kept being asked to get further and further away, at which point she responded to the Secret Service agent, "What's the good of me being here if I'm so far away? The president can't see my sign," at which point she, too, was arrested. But I think, you know, as you said earlier, the real chilling effect is that when each of these things happens, you know, when my arrest occurred and when we filed our suit, you know, the downside is that everybody in the country knows, you know, what you can be subject to for simply turning out and expressing your opposition to government policies. And that does have plays mm-hmm. right into the administration's strategy because mm-hmm. it does have a chilling effect.
That's right.
The ability and the, you know, of other people to show up and do the same thing. And what you
and it's
up
only going to get worse unless people mm-hmm. like you sue them. These criminals need to be brought to justice. The scary thing is some of their minion courts have said, it's like Rank was before he died. It was over it was like 200 different judges at a big meeting, AP reported, and he said, listen, we're not following the Constitution during the war on terror. Go out and rule against it. Now the Attorney General tells the judges, you don't rule against our new a bill we just passed last Friday. I mean, these guys are, again, it's scary. It's really happening. In closing, your lawsuit, well, I've got two more questions.
I want to say one other thing.
Sure.
You know, I think ultimately these guys didn't step into power. You know, maybe there are questions about how the first election was decided, but second time around, Bush won. So ultimately, the American public is the one that's responsible for what we're seeing laid at our feet right now. And the American public also has the ability to change things. And what we're getting right now is exactly what we deserve. And if we don't like what we're getting, we got the ability to change it. And there are elections coming up real soon, and that's when people need to make their voices heard. Now, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you
going to
say?
No. I mean, I totally agree with you in that it's our fault this happened, but it's our fault we let them put in fraudulent voting machines, and they clearly stole Ohio and New Mexico. So, you know, to say that, you know, he stole it once, but not the second time, I disagree with you on that. But I do agree that it's our fault that this has happened. And I don't want to discourage people to vote. They only have the CIA-controlled machines in 35% of the country. We can still, really, that's what's happened. So you're going to find out. Listen, Stephen, you're a smart guy, but folks like you are going to find out it's even worse than you know, okay? Believe me, sir. I mean, it's real bad. I'm not trying to scare people, but just two final points. How has this traumatized your son? And I just want to tell you, thank God he got to your wife at the nearby shop, because they like to pressure CPS to then these political cases find some dirt. That's the second fiery ring you have to go through. So I want to get your take on that. And then closing, what your suit's calling for, what your lawyers think's going to happen.
Well, my son just was took a couple days for us to get him to kind of talk to us and cool out. I mean, hopefully,
oh my gosh.
Hopefully he's okay. I mean, we're kind of –